Area education agencies are celebrating 40 years of service to Iowa students and families. And how much do you really know about those folks that are in schools in different areas around the state? We're going to talk a little bit about some of that information this morning with Green Hills Area Education Agency Chief Administrator Lane Pluggy, who joins us this morning. Mr. Pluggy, thank you so much.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
In different ways, you really do touch the lives of every student everywhere across the state of Iowa, don't you?
We truly do. In fact, when the AEAs were formed 40 years ago, there were 15 AEAs. We're down to 9 now, not unlike the situations with the schools and doing some consolidation. But we certainly provide services to every student in the public and the non-public accredited schools across Iowa.
You bet. And for our purposes, Green Hills Area Education Agency serves most of the schools around our immediate area in southwest and west central Iowa.
That's correct. In fact, 5 years ago, there was a merger between AEA 13 and 14. That was the old Lus Hills and the old Green Valley, and now we're Green Hills. We serve now 46 publics and 5 non-public school districts. Our geographic area is quite large. Now we're just under the size of the state of New Jersey. So.
Wow. Well, I know a lot of folks have maybe some memories when they were in school of some of the services that were provided, perhaps film strips back in the day, you know, some of those types of materials, the printed materials and things. But it's really wide-ranging, the types of services that education agencies provide these days.
We certainly do. We provide some very specialized staff members, such as school psychologists, occupational physical therapists. We do audiologists and a number of consultants in a number of different areas. So our primary niche is special ed. That's where our largest number of staff members work in. But as you mentioned earlier, our media services certainly have changed from the days of film strips and 16-millimeter films. We've moved to videotapes, which are now gone to digital, and in fact now we're having more and more streaming resources. So we don't even have a physical CD to transport. So
you touch on technology. Is that it's big in everyone's lives. It's changed just about everyone's occupation and the way we go about doing our day-to-day things. Has that been something that's changed the way you are able to provide services, since you do provide services in such a wide area?
Right. Most surely in many different ways. First of all, the resources we provide schools, for a number of our schools, we also provide aggregated bandwidth through the ICN. And bandwidth has become so critical for all schools as they have more and more instruction that comes out of the cloud and over the internet highway. So we do provide those services as well. We also try in the area of technology to be on the cutting edge of some things that we will share with the school districts. We share some of the most recent ones were 3D printers. We also have done some things with some robotics that will provide direct instruction to students that may be hospitalized with either through accident or disease or homebound. So we'll have a robot, and we've provided those and some direct that are checked out, but then school districts end up seeing how that technology works and adopt it on their own. So.
Wow. You know, most of us, if we walked into a school today, having not been around it for a long time, wouldn't really recognize classroom activities the way they were when we were in school. And it's difficult for individual school districts really to keep up with some of that without the help of, like, an area education agency.
It is, and we have three, we call them our geek gals, our instructional technology folks that are spread fairly thin, but they're quite knowledgeable of helping make sure the technology is used so that can transform the classroom. So it's just not a workbook or work pages on a computer, but to actually use the tools and the apps and programs to really transform education. And we have a vision that technology can equalize things so that if you're a student sitting in Atlantic, or you're a student that might be in Sydney, Nebraska, your education will be fairly equitable. It's a big part of our mission as an AEA is to provide equity across the state, especially when you're looking at some of our very small school districts. Mm-hmm.
And is that part of the challenge for your agency, is to make sure that everyone's getting equal access to all of the things? It would seem like it would be easy to kind of maybe lean a little bit more toward the smaller schools who might not have the same kind of resources.
Sure. That's a balance, because all school districts want some things that are different. Prior to this position, I was in a large Iowa school district, and the services that we received there were different than what some of the smaller schools that we provide now, but still were very important to me as a superintendent of a district of 13,000 students. Now, for our AEA, Council Bluffs is the largest school district, and if you look at Council Bluffs and Lewis Central combined, they have about 10,000 students between them, and that's about a quarter of all the students we serve in the AEA. So you serve school districts. Equitable does not mean the same. So
sure. Well, you mentioned earlier special needs students are also something that you specialize in.
Right.
What types of services do you provide there?
Well, we are responsible, probably the biggest thing we do in the area of special education is in early access. We are responsible for direct instruction from birth to three. And we do direct instruction. First of all, a huge part of what we do is child find, and we work with physicians, local school districts, to make sure that we're getting services to kids at the earliest possible age. And then a lot of those services, birth to three, are homebound, and we've got a great staff of professionals that work with those students. And then we work early childhood as well, especially kids that are in special ed. The primary responsibility transfers to school districts there, but our specialists are very involved in that. We even provide the physical therapists and occupational therapists for our larger school districts. So special ed's a big part of it, and not only in providing instruction, but making sure that that we are conforming with all the rules and regs of SPED, and there are many, many rules and regulations, both federal and state, that you're required to follow. So.
Sure. Do a lot of your specialists spend a lot of windshield time? Is there a lot of time on the road?
They do, because we're spread out, and we try to, that's kind of wasted time, on the road. So we try to locate people close to this, our staff, close to the students they serve. When you're talking about technology, one of our hard-to-fill positions, and that's true across the state, has been SLPs, which are speech-language pathologists. And trying to find them has been tough, so we do have one that was a very good one that moved from our area, but we started a program where she does teletherapy. She can't serve all the students with all the needs, but she can do many of the needs from a computer at home, and then we have students that do it over a video hookup. So I think that's something that I've seen change. A lot of our meetings take place now via video conferencing, and that's really transformed over the last few years. Something that was once very expensive because of hardware is a software solution now. So.
Well, it seems to me, of course, the schools themselves directly related to the immediate education of the child, but it seems to me like the area education agencies are more of an assist to that in helping to provide an opportunity for children to learn. And as an example, like an audiologist, maybe a child has some hearing issues that hadn't been discovered before, and that's hampered their learning opportunities. You're giving them those opportunities back.
Exactly. I think a big part of our role is to try to remove barriers to student learning. And that's, we have many of the specialists there. Our staff members are typically all have at least a master's degree level in the area of audiologists by Iowa code and by BOEE, the Board of Educational Examiners certification. They have to have a doctorate. So our people are typically very highly trained. So many of the staff members we have once worked in the public school in the public schools we serve now. So
sure. Well, it seems like this idea they came up with 40 years ago has morphed into something probably a little bit different than what folks first imagined, but it still works and it still continues to move right along with technology and educational needs.
And I think the changes I've seen in my 5 years here is there's been a great deal of collaboration between the 9 AEAs when you're talking about equity to provide some services that are basic across the entire state. Some of the criticism we had before was, you know, the AEAs are so different. Certainly, we are a little different because of the makeup of our school districts, but we have worked very hard in collaboration with the Department of Education and our LEAs to provide some basic services. We're a main support for the new teacher leadership compensation grant, for early literacy, with our consultants and the support we provide. So I just think that we've gotten better at that across the state as well.
Parents and community members may not know firsthand about some of the resources provided by area education agencies, but be guaranteed that your students are taking advantage of them each and every day in the classroom.
They are. In fact, parents should be aware that even through some of our electronic online tools, students can access those tools at home, encyclopedias, periodicals, and, you know, the parents, if they have internet access at home, can access those with their children. So, and that's sometimes resources that people aren't aware of.
Well, they touch our lives every day through the area education agencies, and thank goodness you do. Lane, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate that, and continued success with all that you do.
Thank you very much, Jim. I enjoyed talking this morning.